Grace is coming your way, not because you deserve it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be grace. Grace is grace because I don't deserve it, but His mercy let me have it. I think somebody ought to put your hands together and thank God for His new mercy this morning.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast of Revive. This is Pastor Joey Rogers. Thanks for joining us today. It's always our pleasure to be able to bring the broadcast to you. We hope that it is a blessing to you, and you need this word right now to be able to walk in 2018 in divine favor. So this is part one from the Favor Factor series. Let's join it right now in progress.
Let me make it clear for you here today. Access by the grace of God is how we get in the door of grace. That is the cross of Jesus Christ. So access is granted to us by faith according to the scripture in Romans 5 verses 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So by grace are you saved. That's the door of faith. Jesus is the door. Mercy and grace is standing there this morning, just like this young man who came to the altar this morning. The door was flung wide open, and he decided to step right on out and walk right through the door of grace. And let grace have its perfect work. He gives me access into the grace of God, the Bible says. Now, this is critical for you to get a hold of, because the work of grace at the cross is one thing, but I want you to look at this. Favor is the acceptance into the beloved when you get inside of the room. Note the scripture, beyond the door in the room is the blessing of God. Ephesians 1 verse 4 down through verse 7. Listen to this. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of His children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. So Paul's talking to us about the plan that's already laid out, and then he says, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein we have been made, He has made us accepted in the beloved. He's accepted us in the beloved. I don't care if you don't accept me in your club and in your clique. I am accepted in heaven because of God. Let me in. People say all the time, they say, Pastor, I don't know. Can I come down to your church? Why, sure you can. Well, you don't know what problem I've got. I say, join everybody else in their pews on the problem. Come on, somebody. If you knew all the problems you were sitting beside, some of you might get up and move right now. But the grace of God lets you get accepted in the beloved, and I don't need nobody delving in my business. Look at your neighbor and tell him I'm accepted. Tell them, I don't care if I'm your friend on Facebook or not. I'm accepted in heaven. Come on, say amen, somebody. Ooh, you didn't accept me as your friend. Since when did Facebook become a litmus test for friendship? I am a friend of God. I am bought with a price. The grace of God has made a way for me. He opened the door, grace let me in, and mercy and favor is going to let me stay. Now, it's one thing to get through the door. It's another thing to be able to realize the blessings that are beyond that door, and that's where favor comes in. I'm accepted. So God says, come on in. And the more you know about me, the more you know God, the more you'll trust God. Let me flip that around. The less you know about God, the less you'll trust Him. You can't have favor if you don't trust. Trust is built. How? Now, you listen carefully to me, because I'm going to do a little marriage counseling right here, a little relationship building for you. Trust is built by a consistent action over a period of time. Meaning this, that if you mess up in your relationship and you got a problem and the trust is broken, you messed up, that's all right. If you will stay consistent in your actions, you can earn back that trust with that individual. But it's only by consistent conduct of right living that you will get people to trust you again. You can be trusted again with people, but you've got to earn it. Initially, it's given to you, But when you breach that, when you break that, now it will have to be earned back with people. I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about people. So let me help you even a little bit more right here. You don't get to tell me how long the process of healing takes place either. And when you trivialize the pain that's going on in my life, it'll take longer for me to get healed. I'm preaching on favor right here, but that's a little footnote for you. Don't tell me just to get over it. Because that's easy for you to say, but my heart is on the floor. And it may take me a little bit of time to trust you again. Come on, somebody. It's not to say I can't, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But don't trivialize this thing. Because trust is built by a consistent conduct of right living. In other words, don't say to me out of your mouth, you should just trust me, and you keep on doing the same thing you've always done. This is good. Let me make it plain on another level. You have no room for favor in your life. God can't favor your life if you're still stuck in unforgiveness and angry. And I have to ask this question of you believers. Why are you angry? After all the blessings of God that's come into your life, and you're still angry? After all the times that God has healed you and provided for you and delivered you and showed you his favor, and you're still mad over somebody that is dead? Your ex-husband been dead for 10 years. You need to stop and move on. Come on, say amen, somebody. You're forfeiting the favor of God by keeping unforgiveness in your heart. I'm trying to help you right here. If we're really honest with one another and with God, we will have to say, and all of us should understand, that it was grace that brought us safe thus far. And it will be grace that will lead us on. Because the potentials of me messing up, saying something that might break your heart, breaching a trust, failing, falling down, call it whatever you want to, messing up, all that kind of stuff, the potential of that is there within a 24-hour period of time. How many of you ever woke up right in the middle of the night out of a dead sleep thinking about something? There they are. Man, if they were here right now, I'd use a toothbrush on them. Come on. That's the reason why this altar is so important. That's where you bring the sacrifice of letting go whatever it is that's holding you back from the favoring hand of God upon your life. Favor is found inside the door of grace. Now, this is the reason why I'm preaching this message. Because too many people are enjoying their relationship with God standing in the doorway. Ooh, what a door. Hallelujah. Thank God for the door. How many of you know you did not? If all of you stopped at the door this morning, in the threshold of the door, we would have a serious problem. But how many of you know you had to come through the door? But if you stopped at the door, the blessing is inside of the house. What, you don't stop on a step and you don't stop on a door. I got to step on inside the door of grace, because on the inside there is favor, there is blessing that is waiting on me, and all I've got to do is step inside and be obedient to God and stay in the room. Favor is found inside of the room. Blessings are waiting on the inside for the obedient believer who positions themselves to be favored. So what does that mean? Well, it means this. One is that favor comes out of places of affliction. I'm talking about David and Joseph this morning. Favor comes from affliction. Say that with me. Favor comes from affliction. I don't give you 2 cents for anybody who hadn't walked through anything because they have no anointing to speak of. And I love you and all, but if you ain't got no kids, don't tell me how to raise mine. Come on, somebody. Favor comes out of affliction. This is the life lesson that we get from Joseph. It's the life lesson we get from David. Joseph declared, and he said this, God, you have caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Favor comes out of affliction in your life. That's hard because nobody wants to be afflicted. But the psalmist said, you deliver me out of all of my afflictions and you heal all of my diseases. He says, favor is on the other side of this affliction if you can endure the affliction. Your condition then has no bearing on God's ability to favor you even in your affliction. If there's anything that the life of Joseph tells us over and over again, is that your condition has no issue over the position that I placed you in. The Bible says when Joseph was dropped into the pit, he was still favored by God. And it just happened that there was an Ishmaelite crowd, a taxi, an Uber, that stopped by to pick old Joe up and haul him right on into Egypt where some more favor was found. But what do you know? There he gets into Potiphar's house and the affliction comes again. He gets lied on, cheated on, and rejected. Now, I know Joseph is in the Bible. Ain't nobody in this building or watching that's ever been afflicted and you've ever been rejected by the closest one to you, but I came to tell you there's an affliction sometimes that will come by those closest to you. In fact, it's a deeper hurt and a deeper pain whenever you find yourself in a place of affliction. But the problem with that whole issue that the devil kept having trouble with is that he went from the pit to the prison to the palace, and the book says that the hand of the Lord was upon Joseph wherever he went. Come on now. Favor moved with Joseph wherever he was. So your condition and your position is not always the same thing. Grace will help me in my afflictions to get out from where I am. The prodigal son was in the pig pen, but he was still the son of the father. Come on, somebody. Secondly, just because that you've had failures, I love this, doesn't mean you can't have favor. I'm just going to ask this question one time, and I hope that you'll be honest before God, lest he makes a dark lightning strike on that pew where you are. Has there anybody ever failed one time in your life? Sometimes my condition doesn't line up with my position. I failed time and time again. And what's amazing to me is that God, who loves me so much, won't leave me in the ditch. I wish I had somebody I was talking to here today. I'm talking about in my lowest moment when everybody else walked out on me, there is a God in heaven who said, I saw you when you went down and you can't go too low that I can't pick you up again. Say amen, somebody. David was a man after God's own heart, but he failed over and over again. Satan is after you. Why? To stop you from being in the room of obedience to God and believing his word for the next thing that God wants to do in your life. What does he say to you? He tells you you're unworthy. Some of you haven't praised God in here, lifted your hand this morning because the devil was on your shoulder telling you how unworthy you were. What happened last night? What happened Friday night? What happened the night before last? You got no business sitting up in here singing those songs. I got news for you. Grace is grace and favor's favor. Ain't none of us are worthy to be in here, but the grace of God let me in. And while I'm in the room, I will bless the Lord at all times.
You've been hearing an excerpt from part one of the Favor Factor series. I believe it will be a blessing to you, and I want to encourage you to get it right now on CD or DVD. Today's message, part one, Walking in Divine Favor. And you can do that at paceassembly.org or call 850-202-3100. Thanks for joining us for the program today. We'll look forward to being back with you again. And until then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.